Many of the familiar sights and sounds are still at the state fair. There's the auctioneer trying to sell champion livestock. And there's the carnival worker trying to lure people inside the reptile tent.
We have five pythons this big around, I'm not exaggerating at all.
There are also the usual carnival rides, cooking demonstrations, and cream puffs. But the state fair also has some new sounds, be it the reggae band at a restaurant called Tropics, or the sound of fairgoers skating inside the Pettit National Ice Center. This is the first time admission to the fair has gotten you inside the ice rink for free. And a Racine grandmother named June is happy with the change.
I think it was excellent because it gave two of our grandsons a chance for the very first time to practice any type of ice skating.
A combination of factors has led to a sizable attendance increase during the fair's first week. That's a much-needed shot in the arm for State Fair Park, which lost $5 million 2 years ago and somewhat less than $2 million last year. Governor Jim Doyle says the park is on the way to financial health.
And we have cut back on a lot of the other extraneous expenses and have got ourselves on a program to get out of the debt that was built up over many years. I'm very confident we're going to do it.
Doyle says it'll be important to choose a strong fair director in the next few weeks. Several people leaving the fair last night said they had a good time, but they also recommend small ways the fair could be better. Ellen says some lines are too long.
Like the line for the potatoes, the potatoes are great, but there's like a gazillion people eating potatoes.
The fair is also trying to reach out to more racial minorities, but last night's crowd appeared to be predominantly white. It may take more customers of every race to keep State Fair Park from someday seeking another bailout from taxpayers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.